When working on achieving Ahavas Hashem, love of Hashem, so we've discussed that the starting point is from Hakaras HaTov, recognizing that what we have is from Hashem, and realizing how much He loves us and constantly gives to us. We can approach this in many ways, but the main thing is to start being aware, to start paying attention and noticing how many things we have, how much Hashem gives us, with so much detail and thought. When Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal would eat an apple, he would first notice the beautiful color and the shine of the skin. He would contemplate and teach others to do so, that Hashem made it beautiful for him to appreciate. What other purpose does the beauty of an apple serve, if not to provide pleasure for the eater, to enhance his appetite and desire for this healthy food? Then he would pay attention to the flesh of the apple, how it's firm and crunchy, which gives an added dimension to the food, to the enjoyment. It's sweet and it's loaded with healthy vitamins. He would also take note of how the seeds are conveniently placed in the center of the fruit, so as not to impede the process of eating. He would examine the seed and see how Hashem created a whole tree and put its whole potential in this tiny seed. Another whole tree with apples, with more seeds, with more apples, with more trees, and etc., all potentially within a tiny little seed. Rabbi Victor Miller would carry a bag of apple seeds with him. And this is a small application of noticing and appreciating and loving Hashem for all this. But this itself is actually a level. Why? Because we don't necessarily see the apple as something that Hashem does for us personally. It's something He does for the whole world. But the truth actually is that it very much is something Hashem does for us personally. Hashem has an address for every fruit, when and where it should go, and to whom and why. But that itself is a level that a person needs to achieve and recognize. For us, it's much easier to start with things that we witness with our own eyes, that Hashem is doing for us specifically. There are so many places to start. Parents, a husband or a wife, children, parnasa, health, our happiness. Each one of these things, take one and start examining every aspect of it, just as Rabbi Victor Miller examined an apple. These thoughts naturally fill us with an intense love for Hashem when we take note that He is the one granting all these things to us. There are people who do not get these things, things that we take for granted. When Rabbi Victor Miller would say Ha'ol, he would get to Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, you say it four times over. He would say that by the first one, he thought about his first son-in-law, and by the second, he thought about the next, and so on. He had four daughters, and he was zeicha to marry them all off to Bnei Taira and Talmidei Chachamim. What an opportunity he took to think about the amazing, special things we have in our lives, and everybody could do that when they say Hodu Lashem Ki Tov. What kavana and what emotion that can give to those words, Hayidu Hashem Ki Tov, praise Hashem, He is so good. This is how we begin achieving Ahavas Hashem. And this alone could and should be a lifetime of work. Starting from all the special things that Hashem gives us personally, moving on to what He does for us and the whole world, and each morsel of food, the air that we breathe, everything. Someone who lives with this kind of constant awareness and appreciation will propel a person to greatness. What a different life that would be, a life of contentment, positivity, and amazing closeness and love of Hashem. But from there, we move one more level up, and it's a level we're obligated to do as well. Hashem admonishes us, don't say, "Koichi va'itzim yadi asali asachayel hazeh." My strength, my power, my skill made me my fortune. This extends to every aspect of our lives. Typically, we think that with Hashem's help, with Siyata Dishmaya, I managed to do this or that. And that's perhaps the level we're at, to think of it that way. But real Amuna requires us to move one step further and recognize, really, I didn't do anything. Hashem did it all. To authentically believe this and express this, it takes work. But that's the direction we need to head. And that's when we come to real appreciation of Hashem's love for us, when we can authentically know that really we're doing nothing and Hashem is doing everything for us. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go into this with a little bit more detail and understand better how to utilize this method of acquiring Ahavas Hashem. And we'll go through the rest of this parak about Ahavas Hashem and Mirsa Hashem. Have a great Shabbos.